Hey guys, welcome back. I am Andrew Baxter, your host of this week's episode, Dogs Against Dame. Now, last weekend, Georgia annihilated Georgia Tech, as we all knew would happen. It was so bad that Paul Johnson decided to retire after 11 seasons at Georgia Tech. And that, you know, I think this is probably going to turn out to be a good thing for Georgia Tech. So, I hate to say it, but Georgia probably improved Georgia Tech's program over the weekend. Paul Johnson and his high school offense is going to be out, and Georgia Tech, I think, is probably going to hire some hotshot young coach, and a guy like Tony Elliott or the Clemson offensive coordinator, co-offensive coordinator, whatever. And he'll come in and he'll clean up the scrap recruits that Georgia doesn't want. The thing about that is that Georgia is so loaded with talent that even the scraps are going to be they're going to be better than what Georgia Tech has been getting. So I think that Georgia Tech's program has improved because of Georgia just annihilating them twice in a row. But moving on to this weekend's game, Georgia goes into the SEC championship against Alabama. Now, is Alabama good? Some people would say yes. I don't think they're very good. They haven't played anybody this year. And Jake Fromm proved last year in the championship game that he is every bit good enough to win this game. Now, with the help of the referees, of course, we lost that game in the national championship last year. Tyler Simmons was onside. But blocked punt, we would have won the game. But anyway, moving on, Georgia is ready. I think their offense is clicking. Their defense has improved greatly. I don't think that Alabama is going to know what hit them when Georgia comes in into the SEC championship game. So my score prediction on this one is going to be 42-21. Georgia beats Alabama 42-21. Now, I get that that's probably not a popular prediction. Most people are probably going to scoff at that, but, you know, come Saturday when the game is over, we'll see who's laughing. It won't be me. Or maybe it will. Now, later on in this episode, I'm gonna have a good friend of mine call in. He is a big Notre Dame fan. And now, it's funny to even talk about Notre Dame in this manner because, you know, they don't play a conference championship, so I don't really know that it's fair that they get to just waltz into the playoffs. They pick their own schedule because they're not in a conference. They can pick and choose who they play. If you look at their schedule this year, I mean, just talk about an easy cupcake schedule. They played, I don't know that they played anybody in the top 25 all year. Well, Michigan, and they beat Michigan. I think that was the first game of the year. This is a pretty good win, but Michigan didn't know who they were, and Notre Dame, they just got lucky. So, do I think it's fair that Notre Dame got to be just waltz into the playoffs? No, I don't. But we'll talk about that with Joe here in a minute. And his name is Joe Irish. Believe it or not, he is a big Notre Dame fan. So let's get him on the call now.
Hello.
Hey, Joe Irish, this is Andrew Baxter. Welcome to the show, Dogs Against Dame.
Hey, how's it going? Pleasure to be here.
Good, good. So we just went over the Georgia Tech-Georgia game, and I went over my prediction for Georgia against Alabama.
Okay.
And now I'd love to get your opinion on a couple of things, especially why does Notre Dame get to just waltz into the playoffs without a conference championship?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think if you look at their entire body of work, the fact that they're the only team to be 12-0 against all FBS schools, I think that kind of guarantees them a spot. And then when you look at the dominating wins, that they have, and you compare them
dominating,
with other teams.
Dominating, like against Vanderbilt and Ball State, yeah.
Correct, yeah.
Good, mm-hmm. Good solid wins.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I agree. And I mean, I'm glad we're on the same page. The committee obviously
agrees
too.
That those are solid and good.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, I mean, I guess a win against Ball State is better than, I would say, I mean, a 20-point loss to LSU or something like that. Like, if I were just throwing, like, a game out there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you had mentioned earlier that, you know, we had spoken on the phone pre-podcast, and you had mentioned earlier that no conference is worth having Notre Dame. Is that what you said?
Like, even a
behemoth like Notre Dame wouldn't be able
to. A behemoth like Notre Dame would totally, absolutely. So if you look at your conferences out there, you know, Notre Dame already plays 5 ACC schools. You know, according to their contract that they have to play 5. And, I mean, that's just detrimental to those 5 ACC schools. I mean, obviously Notre Dame's gone undefeated against the ACC this year and every other conference. Somebody, like, let's say if you drop Notre Dame into the SEC East, well, now you have an SEC East winner, basically, for the next 10 years. I mean, it's
so
just,
an
it doesn't,
SEC East
it
winner,
will,
like,
it will
like
create
a team
an imbalance.
Actually lost to the SEC's champions of last year, right? Sure.
Are we bringing up last year of games? Is that word? Okay. Notre Dame beat. Yeah, well, I mean, you look at Notre Dame's record, they beat LSU last year.
But they lost to Georgia last year. Is that not true?
You're pretty easy. I wouldn't say that they lost per se. Like, the score is one thing, and I get that, and that's a really.
So, what's your definition?
If
a win or a loss, I guess.
But when you look at the entire,
we need to clear that up, I guess. Because I, you know, in my opinion, Georgia.
Yeah. Well, when
Georgia
beat
Notre Dame, and you're saying that Notre Dame would be a guaranteed SEC champion each year, yet y'all barely beat Vanderbilt.
Well, I would say
who's in the SEC,
and so just. And let's just get back to my normal point.
My
my original
right?
point is that if you put them in a comp, no. So I mean, if you put Notre Dame into a conference, I think it just creates an imbalance.
Okay, what about the
that
ACC?
Conference.
Like, and that's like every point. Other sport that Notre Dame has is affiliated with. I mean, you don't think they would fit in there?
That's not true. They're not affiliated in hockey.
I said sport.
Not,
I didn't say hobby.
In the ACC.
Pastime. I said sport. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, so we can
gotcha.
Move on.
Yeah,
obviously,
they're in the ACC. That's
you didn't
right.
understand the question, but what do you think is going to happen when Notre Dame gets snubbed for the playoffs this year because they don't have a conference championship?
I don't think that's possible. So I'm not into that hypothetical. That's like saying what would it be like if Notre Dame were to lose to Georgia this year? I mean, it's
okay.
Just
so
not,
let's say Georgia wins this
it's
weekend
just
against
feasible.
Alabama.
It's not gonna happen.
Which would put Clemson at number one,
uh-huh.
Notre Dame at number two, or Georgia at number two, depending on what the committee says. And then Georgia,
right.
Alabama. Excuse me. Oh man, Alabama at four.
Yikes.
What is your opinion on Georgia playing Alabama again in the championship game?
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know if that would happen. I don't think that's possible.
I mean,
but, I mean,
it'd
be a good game. We'll see. I mean, if they end up,
if
UGA ends up beating
within,
Alabama.
Within three,
no.
you know. Three times early within 1 year and twice within a month.
No, I don't because I think I think they would prove themselves to be the two best teams if that were the case. And I think that didn't LSU played Alabama pre playoff twice.
Okay. Well, you know, I think we got what we needed here. So
for the national
Joe
championship
Irish,
game,
I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on to the show,
cool.
and maybe we'll talk in a couple weeks if Notre Dame makes it back in, or if not back, I guess they weren't in it last year. If Notre Dame makes it into the playoffs, maybe we can chat in a couple weeks. Thanks so much, Joe Irish. I appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. Hook 'em.
That was my good friend Joe Irish. Big Notre Dame fan, and you know, sorry, it was his first time recording on any kind of podcast, so I'm sorry if it was very evident, but he is a good guy, and he's trying to break into the industry. So happy to have him on. But I can't say I agree with everything he said. Probably disagree with the majority of it, but you know, I think this weekend is going to be quite telling. I think that when Georgia beats Alabama, and actually, I think when Oklahoma crushes Texas, that Notre Dame is going to be on the outside looking in, and I think it's going to cause some uproar. And I think that that's why you will see Notre Dame in a conference next year. But that's just my opinion and expert opinion for that matter. But that'll wrap things up for this week. And until next time, go Dawgs.